We are back, Apartment 5H. Today we have two very special guests.
And that's how we start.
Indeed. This is how we start. And so we have, Don Tripp is back.
Indeed.
And this time he brought Starlito with him.
And I still don't know which camera I'm talking to.
This one's yours right there.
Okay. I got a personal one. I can dig it.
That is all yours. And that one is all yours. How you doing today, guys?
So far, so good.
Pretty good.
How long have you been in town?
I got here last night.
Oh, okay.
I got here this morning-ish.
Oh, okay. So you've been running around.
Yeah, we've been running around. Definitely.
How long are you in town for?
Till tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, wow. This is a fast trip.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you could call it fast. We're running around tomorrow, too. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know,
been a few boroughs already today.
Right. Oh, you've been a few boroughs?
What boroughs
you been to?
Been to Queens, Brooklyn, obviously. And
I don't know, whatever we just left.
You haven't been to the Bronx?
I think that's where we just left.
You think you just like, maybe?
You know, ain't no signs,
Yeah, we have to ask, like, right. where are we now? Who's who we in?
So you see, in Memphis,
throwing up the west side.
In Memphis, when you drive and say, you're now entering Germantown.
Yeah.
So, you know, we would know that we entered a new area, at least in the privileged parts of Memphis. Because once you're in East Memphis, nothing tells you that you're there.
Nah. Mm. You're in West Memphis, you crossing state lines.
Well, they say welcome to Arkansas.
Right.
Wait, so I need to know, because I had a couple of artists in Memphis, right? And one was from the north, one was from the south. Like, I'm confused, because here, north is usually the nicer part, south is not. Like, I know in Philly is different, so is it the same thing in Memphis?
Like, in Memphis,
I know you're from Nashville. I want to get to that, because I got some questions about Nashville.
Well, in Memphis, north, not the night, not a, it's tricky. It got, it's not all bad, but the south is the same, the east is the same, West Memphis is considered Arkansas. Orange Mound is pretty much the same. It's a lot of the different communities within it, like Binghamton, and it's a lot of them. But for the most part, the more suburban parts of Memphis would be like Collierville, maybe some parts of Germantown, some parts of Cordova, but those not the part. You're going to rarely hear from an artist from those parts. Because even if they came from them parts, it don't sound appeasing as a rap artist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like them saying that they come from, what's that, Hoboken? Y'all got Hoboken?
You've got Hoboken in Jersey.
Right.
It's true.
Nobody's going to be like, oh, man, you had it tough coming from Hoboken. So, you know, they wouldn't tell you that they from Collierville and Cordova.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, rap can prop up / stigmatize the hood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
However that goes. It's interesting where I'm from. In Nashville, there's so much gentrification that you could be from an area and that area ain't even the hood no more.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they started
it
over
depends on when you were living over there, whether that's like a badge of honor or like, oh, okay, you from the trenches. Because you could be from the same street in the same neighborhood and now them houses is high six-figure, seven-figure properties versus when I was a kid, it was like you didn't want to go over there when the streetlights came on or after sundown type of time. So, and everybody's gotten displaced. Like, most of our housing projects have gotten torn down, new developments, or just gotten rid of totally.
That's horrible.
And so a lot of people in Nashville are getting pushed to the outskirts, like almost next city over, or a lot of the hoods are being isolated to like specific areas and pockets. There's just so much new money coming in Nashville, it's displacing people that are not so fortunate. You know, a lot of times, even if somebody owns a house, they can't afford the upkeep of property taxes and stuff.
Right.
And so it's like the downside to growth in a big city. I mean, obviously like here, everything goes up. But you know, there's only a finite amount of land. And so with that, when the money comes in, it's like the have nots, like where do they go? We push them out of the way, or we're gonna put them in one area so y'all can just do all the crime out here.
Mm-hmm.
And So with that, there's areas that weren't so bad once upon a time that are now, like, we got people from every hood living in this one area, and you know what's going to come with that.
Right. Like, sooner or later, it becomes the area you just got them out of.
Yeah. Is it worse? Right. Worse, actually, because the friction that already existed now is, like, densely populated. Like,
it's like jail. Like, putting them in the same pod.
Right. They're going into someone else's territory now. So now it's like, you got to go against who was already there. Like, but a lot of people don't understand that. Well,
in spaces you might not have been welcome in at first. Because, you know, some people got, you know, most of us, we got histories. So you end up having to live somewhere where you weren't welcome at. And I mean, what are you going to do if you got to live there?
Right.
Or you was speaking of...
No, I mean, they did that here, too. I mean, I was going to ask about Nashville, though. But they did do that here, like, as far as, especially, like, in Washington Heights. I'm not from Washington Heights, but I know friends there. So it's, like, depending on when they lived there, like, if they lived there prior to, like, a 2016, okay. Mm. But now they pushed all of the people that lived there. Or even Spanish Harlem. In, like, 135th and Broadway, they pushed everybody out those areas, and they went to, like, the Bronx.
Is that what Jay-Z was talking about up in the Heights where Big Coke is processed? That you know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
You said Big Coke?
That's from what's the name?
American
Dream. Oh, yeah. Well, that used to be home of the Haze, we used to call it.
Okay, but that's the same Heights.
Yeah, same Heights. Same Washington Heights.
Shout out to the old Washington Heights.
Shout out to the old Washington
Big
Heights.
Coke process. Yeah.
And the Haze was there. It was going down.
It was very good.
Sound like my kind of place.
Home of the Haze. It still can be, depending on what pocket you end up in. Far as Nashville, so I feel like there's a lot going on in Nashville music-wise with country, though, right? Like, that's like the country capital.
Yes, Music City, as they call it, and it always has been. Like, country music is big business there. A lot of the labels, you know, they got headquarters or offices there. Country music's always been a lifeline, like...
But I think now it's different. I think because hip-hop is trickling into the country music.
Oh, that's you know what definitely I'm saying? Like a fusion almost, or like an overlap. Shout out to like Big X The Plug, got a really big country record.
He does. It's a new one, right?
It's number one. And one of a producer, band player, a good friend of mine, that he did two tracks on our new album, Step Brothers for Life. He produced the record with Big X, and I don't want to mess up the country artist's name, but yeah, you see a lot of that, like, I think Morgan Wallen and Moneybagg got a record. He got another one with Lil Durk.
Right,
so,
right.
And not just collabs, there's country songs starting to sound more like rap records.
True. Right.
And I mean, I've been writing. How you doing, bro?
Jen came along.
And, I've been doing some writing and trying to get into that space.
Cause
obviously it's big business, but music is music and writing is, like, we're lyricists, but at our core, we're writers. Like,
right.
We write our lyrics down. So it's just a cadence thing or a nuance thing, but I think, rap kind of runs the world, man. If we talk about, like, syncs and programming, like, every facet is products and... You know, they kind of come into rap for that it factor. And I think even with a genre like country, is like they kind of ignore that influence.
Even when it's like films or TV shows filmed in other countries. It's a show, Tom Hardy fan.
Yep,
so he got a film, I mean not a film, it's a series, him and...
Is it Mobland or something like that?
Yeah.
I haven't watched it yet.
Pierce Brosnan, I think that's how you say his name.
Mobland is crazy.
But I don't know where the hell it's actually taking place, but they drive on the opposite side of the car.
Okay.
So if that can give you any reference. Mm-hmm. But the theme song to the show is... It's still foreign, but it's a rap song. Mm.
Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah, you
that's my
played.
Come on, you've been pulling my leg since you got. You only been here 20 minutes.
I have not touched.
He tried to tell me he was Puerto Rican.
I haven't touched her leg.
And I believed him. I was like, well, maybe it's something that's not in the Wikipedia page. So, okay.
Right. He said not in the Wikipedia. Well, you can't trust everything that's in Wikipedia.
No, I don't. And I'm a true journalist. I do my research, but. That's what I'm saying. I did not come across anything like that.
What about ChatGPT?
That's I don't use that for my research.
Okay, because, you know, Wikipedia say that my name is Christopher Dunn Wallace Jr., and I'm not a junior, and I don't have a middle name.
Lies. No, Wikipedia be lying sometimes. That's crazy. You gotta take it with a grain of salt.
Wikipedia is, you know, it's kind of, it's like a, you know, it's like a community thing. Mm-hmm. You know, you could make a...
Anyone can edit.
You can make a submission to Wikipedia. And if it's not contested, then they assume that that's the truth. They don't reach out to confirm it.
I can try this.
You could go on and say you're Puerto Rican.
You can if you wanted to.
I mean, the truth needs to be shared.
I just want to be present when your mama finds out. But make sure I'm on three ways when your mama finds out.
She don't know how to get to Wikipedia.
What did you think?
Just FYI, I don't need Wikipedia to fact check it. But.
Facebook comments. That's about it.
Yeah. All right. Somebody gonna tell her. Miss you. How did you know you was Puerto Rican?
That means you're coming back in June for the Puerto Rican Day Parade, then, right?
Possibly.
It's the biggest Puerto Rican Day Parade, like second Sunday in June. Okay.
You feeding into that?
Why not? Let's keep it going.
He said, "What the shit, but possibly."
I got it penciled in.
Why not? I may or may not be on the float.
That was my next thing. Okay, we're here.
For sure.
We're here. But also, so you said you wanted to dip into country music. What would be an artist you would like to work with? Or who would be an artist you'd like to work with?
Any of them, pretty much, because I would just want to. Dipping into it, I want to do it from the writing space.
Okay.
I just want to write songs, and as long as they're talented, as long as they can take my words.
Jelly Roll was from Nashville.
Like, my best friend in the country space is Jelly Roll. We've known each other for going on, 25 years now. He was... fairly prominent as a rap artist before.
He was real 3-6 Mafia, right? Like,
even before then, he was a battle rapper, the best in Nashville's ever seen. Yeah. Like, he actually made his name in the battle rap space, and judges from around the way. Like,
he's a good dude.
But he's, you know, got some stripes and respect and different walks of life and a different path. So to see him take his talents, you know, to the moon and a whole nother genre, overlap of genres, it's not even really possible for me to view him as a country artist. He's just an artist.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, we've worked since he's even been in that space. He's got a record with both of us on my paternity leave album called Girl Dad.
Yeah.
And we've done tons of things together, some gigs, and when we were last on tour with Stepbrothers 3, Jelly was more in the rap space.
Okay.
It was kind of before he crossed over the spaces in and out. And we were both on like nationwide tours. Mm-hmm. And we were constantly passing each other like in different cities. I remember we were in Kansas City like back-to-back nights. And he had a break a day or two off on his tour. And he stayed in Kansas City to go to our show with us. The next day we all went out to eat. And just, you know, that's my guy. I say that.
Yeah,
I say.
True.
So yeah, that would be my dream collab as far as across like an actual like fusion type record. But as far as writing, I mean, they've got specific pockets of subject matter in country that's like kind of more, that much more deliberate than rap. And so I think tapping into that, like I said, anybody with the sound and the look to take it somewhere. Like, I'm a business person, so I want to explore the writings.
What's it? Tanner Odell? I want to say I'm saying it right. I never heard her name spoken out loud, so I don't know if I'm saying it right. She was on one, whatever Beyonce album, when Beyonce did all the country music.
Okay.
And incorporated other, I don't know what it's called. You got me.
I think that's the album.
It's a couple songs I can rock with. Some of them a bit too country for my taste.
Yeah.
But you know, I can dig it. And you know, if Beyonce wants us to write, we there. I'll be there with bells on.
For sure.
You hear that, Beyonce?
Yeah.
Man, what's your favorite Step Brothers?
You mean out of our series?
Out of y'all series.
Oh, I was gonna take it somewhere else.
I'm gonna say this one.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna say Step Brothers for Life. This is my favorite. I would say, I don't know, for multiple reasons. One, I don't much live in the past. Mm. And two, I think I'm better now than I ever been. Mm. Rather
what,
that's.
What about me?
Well, I just found out that you were Spanish. So I got to relearn you now. But either way, I think, you know, I think in every facet of life, work, art, I think I'm better now than I ever been. So right. I think our bond is stronger than it's ever been, too. The first tape, man, I had them days down at first. Let me think. First tape is 2011, right?
Yep.
All right, we had just met. Mm-hmm. Maybe late 2010, early 2011 or something like that. So that was us getting to know each other. The second tape is 2013.
Yeah.
All right, so, you know, that's like 2 years of knowing each other. The third tape is 2017 or 18? 2017. All right, so that gave us 4 years in between, and now it's 2025. Mm. So of all the tapes, this is when we've known each other the longest, and we know each other. It's not, other than him being Puerto Rican, you know.
I know each other.
You think you know a person. But other than that, you know, we rock in real life. And right. That's one of the things that I don't think you really get from many other tandems or groups sometimes. But, you know, our relationship ain't based on music. It started from that and, you know, grew into a real life bond. And with that, you know, even when we're not in the studio, we still in contact. Right. And like I think I said it earlier today, you know, we had each other's birthday parties, kids' birthday parties, cousins' birthday parties for that matter, weddings and so forth. You know, it's not a, you know, it's not truly based on music anymore. We don't have to have, a lot of times when we with each other, we not recording. We, you know, we just hanging out. And my wife loves Nashville, so I frequent Nashville more now than I ever have in my life. And, you know, the way I see Nashville, like any other place, I'm coming to your home. I can't not, you know, at least at the very least, we, you know, bump into each other. Right. But I said that to say, I think everything has grown stronger since Step Brothers 3. So I would say For Life would be my favorite.
Y'all definitely a tough duo.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
This new one, I guess, recency bias aside, because obviously it's near and dear because we're working on it or about to, you know, share it with the world and that we most recently created it. But it's very close between Step Brothers for Life and the original Step Brothers.
Was that the one with Third Second Chance?
No, that was Step Brothers 3.
That's 3.
Yeah, that was 3.
If my girl find out, that's the same one.
Yeah, that's all on Step Brothers 3.
That was the ones that get me in trouble.
For sure. But I mean, I think they all stand alone and are great in their own way and they're unique.
True.
But those two, the first one and the most recent one, there was like no pressure. It was like free form. You know, they were the most creative because of that. Like the success of the first, kind of like. It was never a force to do, but it kind of forced our hand of like, all right, let's try to do it. And the first one was like the mixtape time. The mixtapes was coming out of the blog era.
Right.
And it just worked. We didn't attempt to like monetize it.
Right.
We just put the music out there for people to consume and enjoy. And they happened to enjoy it so much that we got on the road for about a year after that. And it was like, you know what? I think they would want to. How about we try to put it out on album form and do it that way? And then we charted on Billboard and otherwise we went on more formal tours. We toured with Kevin Gates with the second project. And with 3, we wanted to try our hand at like full-on independence, do-it-yourself model, and we went on an even larger tour. We went on a 43-city tour to support 3. And some of those records, like where we were personally and otherwise, like that was his own thing. With this one, we return to, like, there's no, where we were on the first one, like, there's no structure, there's no right or wrong, like, people want to hear it, we for sure know that, but we're just able to just be ourselves, meet where we are, and just go. And it wasn't a lot of thinking or a lot of overthinking, and I think with that you get the best of us, just, you know, some overlap of our talents and synergy.
I tell you feel y'all get the credit y'all deserve?
It depends. I never give a shit about that.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. Because in real time, I think all that shit be subjective.
Mm-hmm.
The things I pay attention to don't have anything to do with music.
Mm-hmm.
Like for me, as far as notoriety goes, we just was, well, I don't know where the fuck we was at. When we was coming out the hotel or something?
No, I think we were in Times Square though.
Either way, people, it was people that recognized us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm a long way from home, so, right. You know, if somebody recognized me in the airport when I landed, damn, that wasn't yesterday, that was today. Either way, earlier today when I landed, somebody recognized me. I had headphones on, so I ain't peep it. But my guys were telling me, you know, he just wanted to shake my hand. But the fact that I'm a long way from Memphis, Tennessee, and someone recognized me, it's not many places that I could go to now without at least somebody recognizing me. So for me, I don't know, I guess that's the, you know, that's the recognition. When it comes to, like, you know, I get it all the time from fans. You know, they tag me and shit that I don't care much about. I appreciate that they care about it.
Right.
But, you know, like, when they make those lists, you know, no matter, you know, whether it's a Memphis list or just a rap list, period, it's always people that say, you know, if Trippin', Lito ain't in the list and it ain't accurate.
Or best duo list or whatever.
For sure.
Right.
Yeah. I think I agree largely with what he's saying. It's all that's subjective. Like, even credit to a point. I mean, you obviously have metrics and you got awards and things like that that people are, like, measure things according to. But being, like, a true independent or, like, I can never, like, not consider my roots or my most humble and primitive beginnings, and that's to say everything's a win because I did genuinely start with nothing.
Right.
And at some point I even started over and I changed my name and decided to rebrand and start over and
right. just start from nothing again.
Right. And so whatever comes with that is a plus. Not to mention I subscribe to the idea that everything's not for everybody. So mm-hmm. I'm somebody's favorite. For sure, I get that every day, and I'm an unknown somewhere else. I'm not really salty that someone, if they don't know me or if this is not their cup of tea, because it is for somebody, and I'm going to continue doing it for those, and I might win you over just by doing me, and, like, that is the ultimate win of, like, you ain't have to rock with me. Whatever it was that prompted you to tune in, it's, like, cool. That's, it, like, just kind of focusing on the lack and focusing on abundance and not the lack, so right. to say. And so to say, oh, we don't get our just due credit-wise would be to kind of, like, disregard everything that we do have, like
right.
I said. True. Being able to tour, I mean, hell, we're sitting right here right now and, you know, appreciate you guys' time and the invite, but it's like, that's gotta be worth something. And that's worth more than focusing on what's not, you right. know.
Yeah. You got me through a lot. You got a lot of, like, lean, lose your money music.
Damn,
I got in the car with a joint one time. I put that shit right. I wish I never met your stupid ass.
Oh,
I didn't have to you say nothing.
She tapped
that
for
me. That shit up, man.
Yeah, you gotta crank it.
Every time I lose my money, I can listen to you talk about losing and winning it back, sipping lean. It's like a perfect.
Needless to say, you have fans here.
For sure. That's what I'm saying.
We definitely appreciate it.
That's the biggest, you know, as far as credit goes, like.
Yeah, I ain't getting no greater than that.
Right.
Is Introvert up or no? I was getting it when it was on Dat Piff, but it was missing certain songs.
It's on the DSPs, some of the songs I'm jacking beats. I'm on, like, other people.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't service those. Like, he's on a couple of those that aren't on DSPs because them not my beats. You
right,
know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right,
so
right,
the
yeah.
Dat Piff version, a lot of mixtape versions. It's on YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube.
Like the full length is still, you know, on certain mediums, but you gotta, you know, pay your bills and, dot I's and cross T's.
Introvert was my shit too.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite types I ever did.
How do you guys manage to remain good friends for so long? Because we see, like, obviously there's a little drama going on, you know, with groups, right? I mean, and it's because on a personal level, right, when you're friends, you're not going to agree with everything all the time. But whatever it is, like, you guys have, like, a solid relationship. You keep, even if you disagree, no one hears about it on the internet, you know, you see other people that don't do the same. But, like, how do you manage to continue such, like, a genuine relationship? Like, you guys have been doing music for a long time. It's basically almost 15 years when you think about it.
We wrestle, like.
We're talking about wrestling.
We don't fucking wrestle.
Wrestling?
This nigga's crazy.
Oh, we forgot the pause, please. You know, you haven't said it in about a half hour. I'm very impressed.
I don't say pause. But
normally, like, Greco-Roman wrestling, like, real rules and everything. Like,
no, I can't listen because you keep lying to me.
Well, in real life, we know how to disagree without it becoming confrontation.
Okay.
I think sometimes what you wind up with is bottled animosity for other shit. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I think we work because on both ends, we don't have a problem having an uncomfortable conversation with each other. Yeah. I think with that, you nip the shit in the bud before it turn into something else. Mm-hmm. If we don't agree, we can still get along without agreeing. And in most cases, whatever we don't agree about ain't serious enough for us to have attitudes about. Like, we've never had a heated argument. Mm-hmm. And we say going on 15 years. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Well, I guess you're right, because it's been like 2010-ish. Mm-hmm. But either way, we've never had a heated argument. We never had an argument. We have disagreements. He might think one way and I think the other way, and we just meet in the middle. If it's something that, you know, that we gotta actually go do or something, you know, we feel strongly towards. But
yeah, I think one of the things, an important thing in business, and I learned it, I ran into it in a book that confirmed it for me, I think, was like personality management is one of the, like, most important facets of business. It's as important as the ideas, as important as the practice of running and operating a business. It's like, some people are numbers people, some people are people or whatever. And but to this point of agreeing to disagree and or not making mountains out of molehills, one thing that I think works, and it works for a lot of relationships if you can figure it out, is it's not ever gonna be your job to change somebody else. And that goes both ways. Like, he mentioned certain things, we was talking about like sipping lean and other things. Lifestyle changes that I may have made for myself, nobody could have made me change my ways. Like, I changed my mind about certain things and I changed. And as a friend, as a peer, he noticed the changes that came with that. Mm-hmm. It may have been things that he didn't care for when they were a certain way, but it wasn't for him or anybody else to change that about me or change it for me. So, like, as friends, as homies, colleagues, stepbrothers, it's like accepting somebody as they are is the first step to holding it together. And, true, you know, and I think that's a big part of it. It just kind of goes understated because people don't see all the, like, behind the scenes. We did a documentary with this project and capture pretty much the studio sessions, the making of the project. And we're trying to offer more insight because people would know that we get in the studio together and do every record. Or a lot of times it's these conversations that lead to the magic of a record. And sometimes I think we lean into where we different. Whereas a lot of times people try to change people. Like, when I met him, there were a lot of people trying to do business with him. He was probably the hottest, biggest free agent at the time in rap, on account of going viral and of his talent. I knew a few parties that wanted to work with him. Some of them didn't understand him. And because they didn't understand him, they either wanted to change things about the way that he operated or they were just afraid of doing business because they were, you know. One, I think I understood them better than they did. And I mean, two, it wasn't a business thing. You know, we linked, bonded, and the rest is history. But I also was looking at it like, why would you change something that you already accepted as good or as working? Like, you should be trying to like add to that, not pick at it. And I feel like he lets me be myself, whatever makes me me. And it's like, okay, I can rock with it, I can support it, I can stand next to it, or I can't, and vice versa. And
true that.
It was just like a second nature thing. And getting along is like kind of the easy part once you accept somebody for who they are or the way they are. And he's the same all the time. Right. That's a lot easier to adapt to. No, I mean, seriously, when people are all over the place.
Yeah. You know what to expect, and that's it. Yeah.
That's why I'm, like, you know, not telling you the truth now, so you don't ever have to say, you lied to me. I was like, well, I always did.
You know what? It's true. You're keeping the same energy you started with.
For sure.
Let's rationalize that way.
Indeed.
Well, you know, true.
I think that's why we work, though. At the end of the day, we're more brothers than business partners or associates. And even though we come from different places, I think, you know, he's an only child, and I come from a family of, I guess, four, my mama, my brother, and my sister. But I grew up very close with cousins. He even grew up close with cousins. Mm. So I think we kind of developed, I guess, the patience to get to know people, for one. And, you know, we've gotten to know each other. And, you know, I should just work. We know how to disagree. Like, you know, I'm not his yes man, and he's not mine either. You know, we can have a conversation right now, and I say, "Kid, you crazy as shit." And he'll say, you know, if that's what it is, he'll say the same thing. We call each other on it. But it's never, it's never been a confrontation. It's never had to be. I think we got to... you know, a high enough or mutual enough respect and admiration for each other that it's not, you know, I don't know why it's never been there. It just hasn't. And that, you know, we get along just fine, whether we on the same page or not.
Yeah, I think that people, I think we always talk about like relationships, right? Like as far as your mate, it's a lot of work. You got to work, but friendships are work too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I think people are more likely to like leave a friendship than they are like a relationship.
Yeah,
and I think that you should be willing to work it out the same way in both situations. Like, if a friend is really worth it, like you work through the growing. I mean, and if you can't work it out,
I think sometimes people don't know how not to become combative. Like, we don't gotta get along. If we was friends at some point and we not now, I don't wish no turmoil your way. We ain't got to be beefing. I ain't going out my way to harm you or antagonize you. You can go do what you do, and I'm going to go do what I do. Just don't do it together no more, so be it. And if I ever seen you, you know, I wish you the best. No, we ain't rocking for whatever reason, but, you know, we ain't beefing either. Right. And I think sometimes people just don't know how to do that, how to not get along but coexist.
Like,
you know,
being different.
Right, do what you know, we ain't clicking, so be. I mean, you got to consider your best friend in elementary. I mean, some of us are fortunate enough to still have the same best friend, some of us, but that's rare. But, you know, you was friends with people in elementary school you probably never saw again in life.
Right.
And you was fine with that. If you bump into them in the grocery store, you're not beefing with them because y'all don't click no more. We grew apart, you know, for whatever reason, we grew apart. I don't have anything against you. I think sometimes when people are together for long enough, they don't know how to do that. And, you know, I think that turns into all the extra shit. And you got the internet now, so the internet make it even more blurry. Now I gotta, you know, I gotta beat you to the punch or beat you to the keyboard. And it should just get messy. And I hate to see it because a lot of the people, you know, we got to do a name game, but a lot of people are people we admired or people you know, we watched or studied as musicians. And, you know, you get old enough to be in the same space, so to speak, and then you see it's almost like believing a TV show, and then you finally go and you realize they got a sign that say went to applaud. and went to say,
or even wrestling, not for nothing, not to bring it back to wrestling.
Well, it depends on how far you bought into wrestling.
Well, when I was little, I really bought deep into it, and I went to go see the Yokozuna casket match, and then I was like, shoot. Why does it look like a play? Like, that was heartbreaking. I stopped watching wrestling after that. I was heartbroken.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Well, when I was watching wrestling, I used to wrestle with my brother and my little cousins. So we went, we was in the hood, so we took a mattress and I cut the top, the seam of it, and put plywood under it. Because at first we used to wrestle on the mattress and it didn't make noise and we couldn't figure out why. And I watched wrestling and I studied and I noticed every time they punched, they stumped. And in real life, if I'm put kick your ass, I'm not moving nothing to make them know. I'm gonna get a fuck out of them. So, you know, once I figured that out, I said, okay, that's why we can hear it. That's why we can hear everything. It's a mic under the mat, and it's a, you know, they stumping, they making sure you can hear it.
Right.
So right. From that, we put plywood under the mattress.
Are y'all trying to imply that wrestling is fake?
He's too fucking out of here.
Come on, why you keep doing this? Why you keep
But you still have to give those wrestlers credit, cause it takes two people to do just about every move.
Yes.
Cause if one party perform that move and the second party don't participate,
right?
It's almost imminent injury gonna come with that. Mm-hmm. Cause just about every the shit. I mean they
no, it is
grab
true.
You by your arm and throw you to a rope. And you unwillingly move your legs to get to it, turn to bounce your back against it, to return to them.
He's still saying it's real.
He's full of shit.
No, no.
It's the Puerto Rican in him.
I'm about to get out of here.
It ruined your childhood.
I'm just not trying to hear the slander.
But I know you guys have to get up out of here, so before you do.
I was just playing.
No, I told that you had to leave at a certain time. So I want to make sure that you tell us about Step Brothers for Life. It's dropping what, May 9th, right?
May 9th, indeed.
Step Brothers for Life.
Day after my birthday, that's a gift.
You're telling the truth. Oh, that is? Yeah, it's a day after your birthday.
That's a gift.
Yeah, it'll be out on your birthday up here at 11 Eastern.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Y'all
out with it. Yeah. So, yeah, we dropped it on your birthday.
Yeah, that's a gift.
Let me guess, you did it on purpose because you knew, right?
Of course.
I know. And what can we expect?
Puerto Rican insight.
The Puerto Rican insight.
Yeah.
You can expect bars on bars on bars.
Bars on bars.
And what?
Authenticity.
Yeah, for sure.
You can expect
some wrestling bars.
Definitely.
Seriously? Oh, okay, yeah, he's telling the truth this time. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't know, I guess dedication. If it was a film, it'd be a biopic.
Mm.
I don't know if that's how you're supposed to say it. Is it biopic? I'm going to say biopic. Biopic don't sound right.
Biopic.
Say what's that?
Yeah.
Like, how you feel it in your heart?
That's how I feel it in my heart and in my head.
It's 16 tracks. You 16 tracks. You're going on a real journey with us. It's an update. Like you said, is autobiographical if it's possible for two people to do that simultaneously or in tandem.
True.
But it's very much an update from where we were to where we are now. You know, we're not making the same songs or the same music over and over again. Life has changed drastically for us since Step Brothers 3. So if you've been on this ride with us, it's like, you know, welcome back and buckle up, because we, you know, it's a range of emotions you'll experience listening to this album, I believe.
True.
Hopefully it'll prompt people to do some soul searching or some self-reflection, because we did a lot of that. I mean, nostalgia's a strong undertone and theme.
Okay.
We speak to our younger selves. We talk about our origin story, a meeting. We give like detail on those kinds of things. We talk about failed relationships. We talk about the promise or potential of, you know, relationships presently and moving forward. And as much as anything, we give you that real like rap duo, tag team champion of the world vibe. You know, we're completing each other's lines, phrases, punchlines, like is very much like in pocket with some of what we fell in love with as far as rap music goes. So I think it's album of the year. Worthy. I know we're just 5 months in, but I'm biased, obviously. But
as you should be.
Step Brothers for Life.
True. Right.
We'll be looking out for it. Thanks for pulling out.
I had to tell the truth.
Thank you for that. But seriously, when you come back, because I feel like there's so much we didn't get to tackle. So when you're back in town.
Well, you know how we rocking, you know. I fuck with y'all, y'all fuck with me. So we're here. Indeed.
All right, thank you.
We might even rap next time.
I mean,
yeah.
Stay tuned.
Technically, we owe it. So, yeah, and we like to, you know, to honor our promises. So.
Okay, well, we'll be here. We'll be here waiting for you.
How long has it been on here?
Let's just check the date.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't do it.
Yeah, right. I would.
Oh, I'll say July.
You right.
They might say July of 2021.
We're going to take our chances. I'm done with it.
I mean, it's right. Not the worst thing to take a chance within the world.
Right.
We're going to take a quick picture for the thumbnail.